For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Leela Siskind. You're listening to Daybreak. Today, we cover how Princeton's faith-based groups are welcoming prospective students to campus, Princeton's graduate hotels opening, USC's cancellation of its valedictorian's commencement speech, and the second day of Donald Trump's trial. It's Wednesday, April 17th. Princeton has welcomed prospective members of its class of 2028 for the past 2 weeks at its Princeton preview events, where admitted students can gain a glimpse of life at the university. To learn more about what faith-based organizations are doing to welcome new students to campus, I sat down with Assistant News Editor Elizabeth Stewart.
My name is Elizabeth Stewart, and I'm an Assistant News Editor.
Awesome, thank you. Could you please briefly talk about what kind of faith-based organizations exist on Princeton's campus?
Yeah, so at Princeton, between the Office of Religious Life and then student organizations, there's a wide variety of faith-based organizations that students can get involved with. And in particular, the Muslim Student Association, the Center for Jewish Life, Chabad Princeton, and the Aquinas Institute have been doing a lot of outreach to prospective students.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And can you talk a little bit more about what these organizations have been doing to welcome prospective students to campus?
All of these organizations have done a lot of online outreach and continue that throughout the year, and put out Google Forms and email lists for prospective students. And then once students engage with those forms or email lists, they welcome students to campus for private tours or to get meals or host events, so that they get a sense of some of the smaller aspects of religious life on campus that might not be apparent by just looking at the Instagram page or the website.
You can read more about this at dailyprincetonian.com or via the link in our show notes. In local news, after a number of delays, the Graduate Hotel in Princeton is officially accepting reservations ahead of its scheduled opening in June 2024. Located at the intersection of Chamber Street and Nassau Street, the Princeton Branch will be the Graduate Hotel's 34th property. With 180 guest rooms and almost 6,000 square feet of public space, the hotel's opening is expected to double the number of available accommodations in town. Graduate Hotel's president, Kevin Osterhaus, noted that, quote, "The building's architecture and history make it a landmark in the community, and we are thrilled to have had the opportunity to restore and adapt it in order to welcome travelers and locals." Chamber Street, which was temporarily designated as one-way for northbound traffic in April of 2022, will remain one-way through mid-May. In national news, the University of Southern California canceled valedictorian Asta Tabernusum's 2024 commencement speech. The administration cited concerns over security in reference to Tabernusum's outspoken support for Palestinian people. Senior Vice President for Academic Affairs at USC, Andrew Guzman, cited, quote, "substantial risks relating to security and disruption at commencement." Several figures have raised concerns over the precedent this decision sets for free speech on college campuses. Zach Greenberg, a First Amendment attorney at Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, called it, quote, "a pretty clear example of a university canceling an event and censoring a student because of opposition to student views." He also advocated for school transparency regarding specific safety concerns. Tabassum, a first-generation South Asian American Muslim, urged students to, quote, "support justice for all people," and expressed shock and disappointment at the decision. Princeton announced its own valedictorian from the class of 2024 on Monday. Genrietta Tribunova from Little Rock, Arkansas, is majoring in anthropology, focusing on Chinese and Russian relations. Her commencement speech will take place at Princeton Stadium on Tuesday, May 28th. In other national news, yesterday marked the second day of former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. The trial is a result of Trump being charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records as part of attempts to cover up stories he feared could negatively affect his 2016 presidential campaign. So far, seven jurors were sworn in following hours of questioning and elimination of a number of candidates. An additional 11 jurors still need to be picked. New York City Mayor Eric Adams visited the courthouse on Tuesday, following a news conference in nearby City Hall, to monitor police presence, noting that, quote, "you have to inspect what you expect." Leaving the courthouse after the adjournment of court for the day yesterday, Donald Trump stopped briefly in the hallway to speak with reporters where he assured them that, quote, "we are going to continue our fight against this judge." Today, you can expect rainy and cloudy conditions, with a high of 68 and a low of 45 degrees Fahrenheit. That's all for Daybreak Today. Today's episode was written by Navon Namija and me, sound engineered by Vitus LaRue, and produced under the 148th Managing Board of the Prince. Our theme was composed by Ed Horan, class of 22. For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Leela Siskind. Have a wonderful day.